All right. Well, we had another good day. Both sides, we're out here. We changed this week up a little bit. We have a little bit more of a couple practices that are times in practice here where we're going against the defense has some carded periods, offense has carded periods, so there might be some plays where you think somebody makes a bad throw or a bad read, but some of this stuff is carded so the guys can make some plays and get some looks on different teams. But the guys are doing really well. They're improving each and every day. You know, we're working through some situational football, and which is important and is going to win us games as we go here. And they understand that, and it's to their credit. So we just keep improving every day, and got two more days ahead of us here.
Good to see Allen Robinson out there, and how do you look?
Yeah, really good. I mean, it's really good to see him out there, and he didn't do enough to say what he did one way or the other, but it's a positive sign when he's out there and he's able to run some plays and just kind of, for his mindset, just get out there. I think that's one of the biggest things is when you go through an injury like that is you know, and I personally went through it myself, so it can be one where physically you're good to go or you feel really strong, but then you still got to get by that mindset of that. So it's going to be a day-by-day process for him, but to have him out there, I know it felt good for the offense, and that was good.
Is that the most he's done, that we got to today in terms of participating?
Probably, yeah. He's been working each and every day a little bit more, and now to get him in there in group install and let him do some things on air, I'm sure it was just funny. You know, felt a little bit different for him just to catch a ball from 10. So that's one step in the right direction.
What do you think next week? Any chance of team stuff with him for the final
minicamp? Probably not. We're just not there yet. Again, I said it last week. There's no need to rush the kid. He's going in the right direction right now. No reason for us right now to do anything more than just let him continue to be positive, go at his own pace when he feels good, and then when we get to training camp, be ready to go.
Was Eddie Goldman out there today?
Yeah, he was, and then he had a little. He had some things with the heat, but he's fine. Nothing major at all. He's fine.
What are your impressions of Jordan Howard as a player so far, as a player and a person?
Yeah, so as a player, it's hard because this is really essentially a passing camp, these OTAs. So until you get the pads on and you can see really how much he's going to get the ball, there's just so many. It's probably, you know, the ratio is probably 4-1 right now of pass to run in practice. So he's not getting a whole lot of reps with the ball in his hands. But he's really one of the sharpest guys on the team in regards to knowing his assignments, and he's always I'll pick on him now and then in the meeting room, and he always has the right answer. So I think he's everything that I thought he was. And again, when we get to training camp, put the pads on, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Howard looks like the kind of guy who can handle a lot of work. But in your offense, is there room for a bell cow type of running back? I mean, is that even part of your belief, you know, that a guy can be the
soul
back, heavy load?
So he's proven that he's done that. So that's for sure he can do that. In this offense, I think it's more game specific as to whether or not you need that. Again, you want to be able to have multi-dimensional backs, meaning a guy that can run the football, and maybe his strength is running and not a route runner, or you have a guy that's vice versa. When you have a multitude of guys that can do those things, one of the things I believe in is trying to really hone in on what their weaknesses are or what we perceive their weaknesses to be for each player, and then try to really work on that right now in the off season. And we all know he can run the football, so he fits well in this offense.
Matt, obviously you're focused on offense, and putting the scheme in. What's the focus on defense right now, especially for the veterans who've been with it for a while?
Just for these guys, any new players, which there's not many, but any new players that fit a specific role within the defense. And then I don't really know how much. I mean, obviously Vic's going to have some different things on defense that he wants to experiment and play with, and he'll use again the strengths that he sees with each player. But for these guys, for our guys on defense, I think it's really for them, for confidence wise, to be able to go out there and just do their assignments. One play at a time, and then continue to just keep building on something special that they've really done the last couple of years.
Matt, is Leonard Floyd doing more, and is he on pace to be 100% for camp?
He is. He's doing more each day. He's very similar to Allen, and he's doing a little bit more than Allen right now. But he's happy with his progress. We're happy with his progress. And again, those are two important roles on this team that we feel really good that by training camp we'll be rocking and rolling.
How's Floyd moving?
Good. Yeah, he's doing well.
Taylor Gabriel just said how he feels like he's really clicking with Mitch. What has stood out to you so far about Gabriel?
So Taylor's a kid that everyone kind of puts that whole little gadget thing to his name and to how he plays the game, because he's not very big, but he's super fast. But he's a wide receiver that is learning each and every day how to play wide receiver in this offense. Now, with that said, he's able to do a lot of the things that we've done in the past, and with jet motions and get the ball to him quick on screens and some of the RPO stuff. But for him, what I'm happy with what he's done so far is he's taken to the teaching that we're giving him. This isn't something where he's coming in and just trying to do his own thing at all. He's coming in here and he's listening to how we're teaching, and he's trying to get better every day.
I don't know if as a head coach you would rather have your imprint on the other side of the ball, but are you seeing already a benefit of just kind of letting Vic run his own show? And is that better that way with the disparity in your experiences? He's got great experience and you not so much on defense, to have it that way.
Yeah. For me to be able to, right now with what we're doing as an offensive staff, to be able to have that as a head coach with Vic, to be able to take that defensive side of the ball and do what he's been doing for years and years is a benefit. Now, I'm also not going to just let that go. I need to be able to be a part of that. And for year one as a head coach trying to implement this offense, we as a staff doing this, there's going to be more time that I'm away from the defense. As we continue to grow as an offense and the coaches and players become more and more comfortable, then I'll be able to have more be more involved into that side of the defense.
With Allen Robinson, when he gets the full green light, what are you most eager to assess in his skill set in this offense?
Well, he's a guy that he's well-rounded in the fact that he's a big receiver that can run every route that's out there, and especially in this offense, he can do that. Then you get him in the red zone, he's a guy that can go up and win 50-50 balls. And the one thing that stood out to me breaking him down as a player with Jacksonville was, for someone his size, I thought he was really good at beating press, which you will see normally with bigger guys, and I thought he does a really good job at that. So he'll continue to keep learning from Coach Furry on some of the techniques that we have and we use. But he's just his route running, his hands, and just his physical size.
With mottos like BU and different emphasis on individuality within this team, it's something that you don't see a lot in the NFL world. How do you see that benefiting the team concept, and what do you hope that it brings out from your group?
Well, my biggest thing when we say that as a organization, and it's funny because you are hearing guys say that now, and hey, just be you, and it's important, because when you get into these roles and these specific positions on offense, defense, and special teams, there's a bunch of different personalities, and there's quiet guys, and there's guys that are loud, and I just hate to pull back from any of that. I want guys to just be real, be themselves, and typically when you do that, when good things happen, then the guys that are vocal leaders will keep cool heads prevailed, and no one will get too high, no one will get too low. So it's just, again, I don't want to beat it down with what it is, but I want to keep it simple, and it's just be you and let your personality show.
You talked about route running before. Is Kevin White running all the routes? Do you want him to run in the offense?
He is. He's working hard at it, and he's somebody that you'll see stay after practice and get in those extra reps. If it's a route that he didn't have the correct footwork on, maybe he was two steps off on a seven-step route. He took five steps, so he's going to go back out there and do it with seven steps the right way. Maybe he dropped the football. So he's committed. He's dedicated. He wants to be a really good wide receiver. And when you have somebody that has that want, we as coaches need to give him every opportunity to succeed.
Have you seen the improvement just in the last month with this route?
I have, yeah. Yeah.
Because of their size, is it difficult to envision Cohen and Gabriel on the field together? No issue, or are there potential advantages to them?
What would you do? You want them on the field?
Well, I'm talking about at the same time.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think it's good. I could care less about size, and I just think that we put the best football players out there for that personnel grouping and for scheme and the play that we have, you can't live in it. You can't live with three huge receivers either, in my opinion. We like to be able to have some flexibility in what we do. And what that does is it forces the defense to try to – they got to change up now a little bit on how they want to play defense with personnel-wise.
Matt, what have you seen from Mitch in terms of like handling what he doesn't know right now? How is he handling that aspect of it?
So what he's trying to do is understand how we as coaches want him to think. Right now it's, hey, let's test it downfield a little bit. And if you're going to make a mistake or make a poor throw, let's do it with an aggressive mentality. It's okay now to make mistakes. We learn from it, we get it on tape, and then we pull it back during the season and we figure out why we made that mistake, and either we stay away from it or we improve it. But he's grown from the first day of OTAs till now. He's really grown within this offense, and there were some throws today that he made that we just talked about last night that he put on tape. And so now today in a half an hour when we're watching tape together as an offense, he's going to be able to see that, and that's growth.
How has Trey upgraded things on that tight end position, both on the field and even in the room?
Yeah, it's so easy to feel his leadership. And it's not one that's a rah-rah, always hear him talking type leader. He just leads by example. And the guys, they see that and they feel that because of the team that he just came from. And how he handled himself in Philadelphia. He's brought it here, and he's really smart, so he understands this offense and what to do, so there's not a lot of mistakes. And when guys see that you're a player that has had experience in the league and then experience in this offense, and you see when things are done the right way, it can be pretty fun. They really attach to that style of leadership. So it's been everything and more than we thought with Trey.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.